Hi, how are you?
So excited. I was thinking today, though, because What Do You Want From Me is still one of my absolute hands-down all-time favorite tracks. It's on my Spotify list when I just want to pump out the faves. But how often do you find yourself when you're very loyal, and I know you absolutely adore your fans, come up and go, oh, I love this moment on Australian Idol, or when you're on tour with Queen and you did this and you're going back through your archives of your mind because you're thinking, hold on, I've lived so many lives already.
Yeah, it's a blur. The whole journey is a blur. But I feel like really fortunate. It's a good thing to be working. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you just love working in the studio? Because just watching and looking at your schedule, it's obviously so busy because you got Queen. You're now doing your own solo album again, which is exciting. Are you just like constantly just wanting to work and work and work?
You know, yes, I like having breaks. I like going on vacation. I like having downtime. But if I have too much of it, I start getting really restless. I start going like, what am I doing? Like, I'm bored.
Well, what is your downtime? What do you do? Yeah. Like, what do you do to debrief and just have Adam time?
I love my house in LA. I really love it. I bought it a couple of years ago, and it's really like a sanctuary. It's very quiet. It's very relaxing. It's a great place to have people over. My friends come over for dinner. I just like chilling, you know?
Nice. Yeah. Are you a host with the most? Do you cook? Do you put on a spread? Do you put out a delicious cheese board, or do you Uber Eats it in?
I am a vegan cheese board kind of guy, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
How's that go?
Yeah. I am. I like to be a good host. I think it's important. I like to keep the bar stocked. I like to keep people fed, you know, and comfortable. Yeah.
And as Josh mentioned, the new album is out March 20. Velvet. So excited. I saw the artwork. You look absolutely divine. Of course, Superpowers on it.
Brand new
single, Roses. And you are touring with Queen. You'll be in Melbourne on Wednesday, following Wednesday. There was some footage that went up of you guys performing in Dunedin, actually. A Whole Lot of Love, which is obviously a Zeppelin song. Can we see you break away from a little bit of Queen and maybe break out some John Farnham, You're the Voice, or Del Braithwaite Horses? What can we expect from the Australian leg?
The Zeppelin cover was really a great moment because, you know, Brian and Roger grew up with Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
That was a band that they really look up to before they started Queen. So it holds a very dear spot in their hearts and their minds. And it was also a song that I performed on American Idol.
Yes.
And that was actually one of the first things that they saw me do. So it has some sentimental value in many different ways.
You must just like love your life. I mean, obviously you get to be with Queen. And what was it like, Nile Rodgers, who's just like a hit writing machine, what was it like to work with him? Because watching him perform as he is animated in the studio, as he is on the stage.
He's amazing. He's such a professional. You know, he's like, the minute he picks up his guitar, it sounds like a record.
Yeah, it really does.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And he's a lovely guy. He's got amazing stories. He's really positive minded, and he's really easy to work with. I've worked with him before, but with this one, unfortunately, we weren't in the same room at the same time on this.
Oh,
but
yeah, right.
We, you know, I hit him up and we coordinated it, and he did an amazing job. It's really cool. Yeah, the Feel Something Foundation is something I'm setting up now that will benefit the LGBTQ community. Felt like it was time to put together something of my own to raise money for these different causes. For example, for my birthday, as our first initiative, I asked fans to donate whatever they could in honor of my birthday.
Yeah.
And in 3 days, we raised $20,000. So
Wow. The
power of my fans are really generous, and they get that this is something that's near to my heart. The idea behind the foundation is that we will be supporting queer initiatives and different charities and partnering with them under the umbrella of mental health and suicide prevention. We want to focus on homelessness as a big issue.
Right.
We want to focus on a more positive light. We want to focus on the arts and education as well, because we want to give young queer people all the opportunities that they deserve.
Well done on you for doing that as well. It's an amazing thing. Also,
thank
just
you.
On that, just obviously you're such a giving person. Do you ever reach out to new artists, like just to go, hey, obviously I've experienced what's happened. You become a massive personality. Do you ever just reach out to these young people and go, hey, if you ever need a hand, I can help you out?
Yeah, I do that all the time, actually. I mean, that's the beauty of Instagram, is that you're able to kind of connect with people. I'll send, you know, just a message of, hey, I love what you're doing. Keep, you know, it's really great. You know, just it's simple stuff like that. And then, of course, you get into, like, small talk about the business, yeah. and I've definitely given bits of advice where I can, and yeah, it's exciting. I do think that the music industry can be really cutthroat in yeah. some ways, but I also think it is and it can be a community, and I really love seeing, especially when I see queer artists, yeah. you know, having been in the business myself now for about 10 years and knowing that the music industry for a queer person is totally different now. Yeah. It's actually much more open. It's much more, it's much less taboo to be gay, lesbian, bi, or trans in music. So yeah. it's really exciting to see how we've made progress. And what that does is it creates visibility. It creates, the opportunity for mainstream culture to sort of understand queer culture a little bit better and to feel more comfortable with it and to not be so ignorant about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I know for example, like I've met tons of fans of mine that have said to me, you know, before I discovered you as an artist, I didn't really know anything or know any gay people. So the fact that that creates some sort of sense of education yeah. is pretty powerful.
We are excited because not only brand new music from you and the brand new album Velvet, which is out March 20, but you are touring around Australia, almost calling Australia a second home. You've been out here so often now with Queen. We'll get all the details up of all of that at krock.com.au. But this is why we love chatting with you, Adam. Thank you so much for stopping by again.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.